It isn't with the private agenda of how to get the best of someone or how to survive in a circumstance where I know I could survive better if I had more courage to leave it. If the gods have said to you, get out of there, that's your guidance, get out of there, and you start praying for a way that that person accepts you so that you can stay there, you're going to get your circuits jammed, great big huge. So there is something to be said about guidance and self-esteem, that you have to understand that they are intimately connected, and that whole ability to hear your intuitive voice has everything to do with whether or not you respect what your intuition says, and part two, whether or not you have the courage to do something about what your intuition just told you. So now, let's look at the self, and picking up from the point of recognizing what is it you don't like about yourself? What intimidates you? Where do you lack courage? You have to articulate these points. When someone says, well, how do I develop self-esteem? What's the how? It's never enough, and it will never be enough, to just close your eyes and meditate. You can't do it that way. Building self-esteem in the self is a step-by-step, brick-by-brick process in which you target your deficits, and that's the way to do it. It's not unlike if somebody said, Carolyn, my finances are a wreck. How do I redo my finances? Can you imagine a banker saying to you, well, just visualize? Do you understand how ridiculous that is? The banker would say, well, let's see where you're losing money. That's number one. Is there any place along the line where you are just scared financially? Show me in your world financially where you abdicate responsibility for your financial decisions to somebody else, where you tell yourself you don't know enough to ever know enough in that area. Show me your deficits. And I'm using this as the metaphor for your self-esteem. And what you would do as an analogy for your self-esteem, what you would do with a banker is your banker would say, let's go step by step by step, so that you'll see the whole pattern, but you'll also see every step of yourself that needs attention as you move into recreating yourself, dismantling and recreating. So let's say you take a look and think, you know what? I lose power around, now fill in that blank. I lose power around who? It won't be everybody. Believe me, it won't. You'll have friends. You don't lose power around certain friends. You're friends with them because they make you feel good. You tend to lose power around people whose blending or merging of powers is the sum of your relationship with them. Now, let me explain that. You lose power with people you work with because blending power with people you work with is the name of the game. And there'll always be an imbalance of who's going to win and who's going to control. So you will always find people in the workplace where there'll be at least one major self-esteem power struggle, like who's driving it, who wants to make the most money, who is the biggest commission, who has the biggest sales, biggest, biggest, better, better, most is the name of the game in business. So you'll always have someone there. And I don't care if you said to me, well, I don't have a great big huge career on Wall Street or on State Street in Chicago or whatever. I just have your basic job or what. I don't care what it is. You will find competition in the workplace wherever you are. Wherever two people or more meet, there is to be found competition. And so long as you need to compete, take a look at your self-esteem. Right. You could say healthy competition exists. You know what I would put in there? Well, yeah, I'm a full supporter of healthy competition, but do you know how healthy you have to be to have healthy competition in your system? Do you know how healthy you got to be? Your whole motivation has got to be to push yourself and not push yourself to push the other out of the way. There's a huge difference. All right, so you want to look at who exactly disempowers you in the outside world and pick one in the inside world. I just said that it's always somebody with whom you have a contract, to use a word that's familiar. and that the merger of your two spheres of power is directed for a purpose. So there tends to be a esteem imbalance between you and your mate in some way, shape, or form. One common place to find a self-esteem imbalance is in a marriage or in a personal relationship. And I mean, think about it. Here's the self. We're going back to the self. The self you married may not be the self you want to become. And as the years go by, you discover that there is a self within you that's growing and maturing and wants to push up underneath the soil. And then you have that horrible, this isn't the person I married. And you get to say, you're absolutely right, but I didn't even know I was this person, but I have to come out. And there comes a bit of a force in which you might find that as you start discovering, my choices can be very powerful, and I'm being surrounded by a lot of possible powerful choices I could make. That somebody else with whom you have always shared the choice dynamic is not ecstatic that you're breaking off like an iceberg, wanting to test the waters for your own life. Similarly, you may not be ecstatic if someone said to you, I need to explore myself a bit more differently and deeply, and I don't want you to come along for that ride. Which doesn't mean they want to physically leave you. It could mean something like this. I need to explore my inner spirituality, and this is a solo journey. I'm going to go off here. I'm going to do this. And your self could be completely overwhelmed by that. Let's move to a different level of self first before we continue on that, because the best way for me to handle all these topics is that you can see they're going to weave together a little bit because your life weaves together, and it's virtually impossible to talk about one level of yourself and then not apply it to your relationship because they're intimately bound. Creativity or finances can stand on their own, but when you talk about the self you are, you always are talking about it in relationship to relationships. Yet, when it comes to how you feel about your physical body, that's a whole different can of worms. When it comes to how you feel about your physical body, you're in charge of that. And self-esteem